I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now I'm out on the road again this week. I'm down here in Kilmeconnie, County Wicklow, just off the N11. And I'm celebrating both the 20th anniversary and Ireland's new love for outdoor living. I'm delighted to be joined by father and son, Pat and Damien Kelly. They're the owners of outdoorliving.ie. So, Pat, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell us firstly, maybe at a high level, about the business.
Okay, well, look, we started the business back about 20 years ago. I started the business down in Kilquaid Garden Centre. And then about 5 years after that, we moved up here. We had about a 25,000 square foot unit in Kilquaid and against 60,000 square foot here. We started as a bricks and paving business. We entered a recession. We were very hit hard by the recession in the building trade, so we diversified. Now, we start going into furniture, different garden products, and then over time, the business started to generate. And my son, Damien, who was away on the continent at the time, came back and he decided he'd like to make a career in the business.
And it's interesting, I know you're a veteran of 37 odd years,
yes,
with Superquin. So retail runs through your veins, Pat. But it is interesting when you talk about, I suppose, Ireland's relationship with our room outside now. It has completely transformed. I think it was already happening. COVID probably even accelerated it further. But the way we look at our outdoor space now within our homes is truly different.
Yeah, well, of course, like currently the trend is probably building pergolas for outside. That's bioclimatic pergolas. So essentially, you can go outside. If it's very warm, you can open them up. You can close them. You can put heat in them. You can put paving and all that sort of stuff. Verandas, all those different things are now becoming very, very big. And thankfully, we're probably one of the first people to get into that business.
Let's talk to Damien. He's here with us. Damien, you're very welcome to the programme. How did you come back from Europe or wherever you are to work with the Owlad? You must have thought long and hard about that, did you?
Well, it was very interesting. I work in the web area and I came back and I seen the opportunity. It was during the recession and obviously I had a new baby on the way as well at that time, because we were in the bricks area and the paving area, and that business just absolutely went terrible. So we seen there was opportunity in the furniture, bean bags, artificial grass and other products. So we just moved away and we launched our new site at that time. We started getting into the web. Because of my web experience, we created the website and we started getting this broader audience out to our business that we haven't seen before. And it just really, really grew very quickly because we're the first companies to have a massive range of furniture online. And
now just our listeners aren't here, but I just want to describe we're standing here in the I suppose the nucleus of the operation, but looking out the window here, all around me is a series of outdoor spaces, as Pat mentioned, pergolas, glass houses, God knows what furniture. But am I right in saying that furniture stays out there? Nobody brings this in every night.
Yes, like the great thing about our furniture, it's outside 365 days a year, and we really do test our furniture. Like, you can go to department stores, and they have in lovely air conditioning rooms where people clean the tables and all. But our stuff, like, I think we have a few people coming over from other countries and they say they've never seen such a range of furniture in outdoor living. And I think we have around 250 sets on display. There's nothing like it in Ireland or nothing.
And they're out in the weather.
They're out in the weather all year round. Snow, rain, hail, whatever we have, they're out all year round, yes.
Now, I mentioned earlier that Pat is a Super Quinn veteran. I know he's a big believer in MBWA. Do you know what that is?
MBWA?
You'll have to Management by Walking About.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, 100%.
So he was telling me earlier, he doesn't have an office. He's out on the floor. And Pat, just going back to you on that, the management philosophy of being out there talking to the customers. You mentioned there earlier, somebody answers the phone when they ring. These are services people absolutely crave.
Yeah, well, look, we're blessed. We have a superb team of people working for us. And the philosophy of our business is that, all of our management should spend time on the shop floor. Damien, our accountant, our people in structures, everybody should be on the shop floor and get to understand exactly what the customer actually wants. Now, this is not something terribly new. This is what I was sort of bred on in Superquinn, and it worked. And it's the same philosophy. I am just delighted that I had the opportunity of working in a progressive company many, many years back. And I'm bringing that experience to our business, which I believe is working extremely well.
Fantastic. Let's walk the land, as we say. We're walking through the barbecue area here. I see the big Komodo Joes.
The big trend in the business is outdoor kitchens.
Yeah, I saw them down here.
Yeah, we've also pergolas that can actually accommodate outdoor kitchens.
And just to describe the outdoor kitchen here, Pat, again, beautiful barbecue, what looks like a granite top, yeah. Built-in sink, yeah. Drainage, also, most importantly, built-in fridge for the cold beers. All right, now we're in the room outside. Pat, sorry, you'll be better at describing this than me.
Well, you're in probably the top end of what we sell. Now, pergolas start from as little as 999. This one here, you're into a figure of into the 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
But this particular pergola, it's 7 meters by 4 meters. It has automatic louvers on top. The roof opens up.
So the roof, again, I press a button here and that roof slides back, even though there's lights and everything in the roof.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's wind and rain activated. There's lighting in it. There's sliding doors. You have louvers. I know one person bought this as a gym. And it's just an amazing structure, and they are selling quite well.
And this, again, not to get into the whole planning arena, but this is something that I could put in my garden without going for planning permission.
Absolutely, no difficulties whatsoever.
Damien, you said you had a fairly tough recession. Do you feel now that you're in the right space, given everybody's relationship with their outdoors, that we talked about earlier, that people now want a room outside, they want to merge inside and outside, and all the outdoor living that, we used to look at happening somewhere else now actually happens here.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's two things that have happened recently. Okay, you have the recession back in 2008, and then you had COVID. And the thing about that is that people were stuck indoors, and they were, really, really had a very negative time, or a lot of people are depressed because they couldn't go out, couldn't meet friends. So our philosophy as outdoor living, and we always say outdoor living is the best living. And a lot of restaurants started putting chairs outside, people started exploring the outdoors more. And, it helped grow our brand and our business as well, because it was the right timing, because people are exploring outdoors more. They're using their outside as an extra room. And like your garden is not just a garden. Like, when you're in Italy or in Spain, of course they're blessed with the better sunshine and the warmer temperatures. But Irish people have discovered they can have a room and extend that living space outside.
Finally, Pat, business is all about location, as they say.
Yes.
You're here on the N11. You've got direct access off the N11. You've got 60,000 square feet. You must be very close to a huge part of the population, the spending population who are interested in this product.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, the East Coast, I believe, carries a population of, I think, 2/3 of the total population. And from Ball's Bridge down to nearly Waterford, that's all our market.
Yeah.
We are extremely happy and lucky to be in this location.
All right, folks, that's it. It's called outdoorliving.ie. It's on the N11. I've had a lovely afternoon here. Get out there, do a bit of outdoor cooking, buy an outdoor room, embrace the outdoors. Damien and Pat, thank you both very much.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.